Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Rome, Italy. Pope Francis wants to unite Islam and the Catholic Church. That's the headline. Mike Gendron will come to this broadcast table with more details in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
And then all of a sudden, the Pope takes off for the Middle East to an Arab country, and they have a conference out there, and he holds a large mass. Talk to us about that trip, and then let's get into the Pope's ideology as it relates to Islam and Christianity.
Well, Jimmy, you know, for over a year now, I have been talking about the convergence of Islam and Roman Catholicism. In fact, I did a conference that we spoke at together, and I gave 10 common bonds between Islam and Roman Catholicism. And so a lot of people, when I gave that message, didn't take it seriously, but now we see the Pope has made a trip into the Middle East in order to seek unity with the Islamic faith. And so we do see that the Pope is moving forward at a very rapid rate to bring about the one world global religion that we know will worship a man who claims to be the Christ. And so we need to not only contend for the purity and the exclusivity of the gospel, but we need to recognize these two false religions need to be saved.
Pope Francis, is he naive about Islam, or is he intentionally trying to put together this false religion and having Islam and Catholicism join forces?
No, he is not naive. In fact, the man pretty much puts aside any biblical doctrine. In fact, a lot of Roman Catholics are very upset with him because he's put aside even historic Roman Catholicism, but his goal is to merge these two religions because he knows that if he gets Islam on his side, then the rest of the smaller religions of the world will follow suit. And the Vatican and Pope Francis have shown that they will not allow anything such as doctrine or ritual to undo any potential gains for the Mother Church. We see this Pope not being naive, but he has an agenda to unite the world under the power and influence of his papacy.
Mike Gendron with the details behind the Pope's efforts to unite Islam and the Catholic Church. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. This report on two false religions is evidence that God's prophetic word is moving closer to fulfillment. Islam is a false religion because it says that Jesus is not the Son of the true God. Catholicism is a false religion because it says that Jesus is not the only way to get saved. These two major world religions, which make up 40% of the world's population, are setting the stage for the prophecy focused on a one world religion as foretold in Revelation chapter 17, which, by the way, is a prophecy ready to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...